Hi, and thank you for visiting Lifestyle Choices Podcast. This is your host, Joyce Wood. Hey, how are ya? Well, I'm so glad you're here because today we're talking about news in collagen and what the hype is all about. What is collagen? Well, collagen is the main structural protein that forms the connective tissue throughout our bodies, from the skin to tendons, ligaments, muscles, and bones. It can be said collagen is the mesh that holds everything together, and it keeps us flexible and healthy. And collagen is often referred to as a complex protein due to it contains 19 different amino acids. I'm not going to go into all of those, but I did provide a link to Healthline, and they go into all of it. So you can click on the link on the blog and read to your heart's content. So eating collagen-rich foods or foods that boost collagen production may also help create building blocks or these amino acids you need for your health. And there are three main amino acids important for collagen production. And the three are proline, lysine, and glycine. And fruits and vegetables are the safest and best for our health. Although several foods contain collagen, it's unknown whether the collagen in food offers the same benefits as in supplements. And actually, to correct what I just said, foods don't really contain collagen. They contain nutrients that boost our collagen production within us. So I'll go into more detail as to why that is in just a minute. So back to that. The reason the food is not such a great idea to only rely on is because, well, one, the quality of our food just isn't rich enough. Unless we're eating non-GMO, organic, and food vegetables straight out of the garden in abundance daily, chances are you're not going to produce much collagen from that. So having a supplement is really important. So being that collagen is a vital building block of the human body, comprising approximately 30% of our total body protein and as much as 75% of your skin's, according to Healthline, this substance gives structure to your skin, making it elastic and flexible, and serves as the glue that holds together your joints and your connective tissue. Although our body produces the collagen it needs naturally, collagen production starts to decline around 25 years of age. We start to see changes in the loss of collagen through our skin, but it runs deeper than the skin. The skin just shows the symptoms of what's going on inside. By age 30, the effects of collagen loss become more apparent, showing signs like sagging of the skin, you know, like around your jawline, maybe around your eyes. You start to notice some fine lines and wrinkles, or a lot of joint discomfort, you know. Like people say, oh, I can't run like I used to. I'm not in my 20s. Or, oh, I can't get up like I used to. I feel, oh, my back hurts or my knees ache or this, that, or the other. I crick. You know, you have cricks when you walk around. And they usually say, well, this is just a sign of getting older. Well, it's really a sign that you need some collagen in your system. But up to 20% of our body's collagen may be lost by age 40 if we don't do anything about it. Yeah. And by 50? Oh my. A person's natural collagen levels may decline by as much as 50%. So don't wait until you're 50 to try adding a little collagen into your cocktail mix of nutritional supplements. To me, it's no surprise that many people begin taking drugs for pain and reaching for anything to numb the discomfort. But we can prevent this just with adding a little more collagen if we choose to try something healthier. I owned a day spa where I provided skin care and massage. And the common concern among women going through their 40s was the fear of looking and feeling old, more like looking old. But this simply doesn't have to happen when you understand why and choose something healthier to try in dealing with discomfort or with the reason why your skin is looking as bad as it is. Not just applying skincare topically, but nutritionally, because again, everything shows up on the outside, what's either going on or not on the inside. The sad thing to me is that some people reach for more severe methods in creating healthy skin that can be both harmful and toxic, when all they need to do is tweak their healthy routine. You know, everyone knows about vitamins, everyone knows about smoothies and different nutritional supplements, but it's like, really? There is some truth to it, but finding the right ones for you is most important. And it's so great to know that there's a simple nutritional boost that can assist in feeling good and delay the negative signs of aging, such as how you feel about yourself when you look in the mirror, or how you get up every day and how your body feels and functions. But since collagen is an animal product, I'm sorry, vegans, choosing a collagen supplement from a reputable source is important because the actual collagen comes from animal sources. Yeah. So if you do want to explore a collagen supplement outside of just boosting your collagen with amino acid-rich vegetables and fruits, look for collagen that comes from grass-fed, pasture-raised, or wild-caught fish, you know? And collagen should not have any additional fillers or additives. Yeah, and it can be very confusing. But for vegans, focus heavily on ingesting protein-rich foods on a daily basis to ingest as much amino acids as possible. And on Healthline, again, they go into detail about your options. So it's always good to eat a healthy diet, whether you're vegan or not. But if you want to supplement and add something extra, then it does come from animal sources at this time. It's also known as collagen peptides and are usually considered the best form of collagen for ingestion. Hydrolyzed collagen should be taken if a person wants to take a collagen supplement. Hydrolyzed collagen means that the collagen has been broken down into small peptides, which are easier for the body to digest and absorb. And oftentimes you see collagen peptides in skincare products. Well, you know, depending on the condition of your skin, you'll see results. But again, if your body is deficient, you're going to only see a very small increase improvement. If you deal with it from the inside and outside, you'll see greater improvements. So someone asked, which collagen supplement is best? Well, I've seen them in both liquid and powder forms. And there's so many different types of collagen products that you can see on every store shelf, or flashing banner ads delivering all types of promises. You can see pictures of 80-year-old women that have suddenly transformed back into their 20s. Well, I mean, you know that that's just advertising, right? But boy, do we want to believe it. So we usually try it, right? I do. I have. And then I've regretted it. But, you know, it's kind of fun to check it out. But bottom line is, it really can be difficult to choose from because there's so much conflicting information and so much great information out there. But there's a lot of variety for a good reason. But overall, collagen supplements are genuinely safe and quite easy to use, but definitely worth trying for their potential health benefits. You don't need a doctor's prescription, but if you have a health challenge, it's really wise to always check in with a health professional before you try any new program, just to be safe. Another question, are most brands the same? Well, this is, a hot topic, so there's lots of variety. But most powdered collagen is made from, this is gross, animal leftovers. And this form can be poorly absorbed by the body and is limited only to collagen. For therapeutic health reasons, it's best to find an easier to absorb form. In addition, over-the-counter supplements at large are unregulated. Yeah, that is a really scary thing. So it's wise to find any supplements that is backed by science and endorsed by professionals in healthcare, ideally. You know, no matter how enthusiastic your neighbor is that wants to sell you something, you know, just at least make sure that it's backed by science that you can prove and track and all of that. But it sure is nice when your health provider is tuned into what's really important to be healthy. And that's an integrative health practitioner. A new friend I made, who's a registered dietitian, a nutritionist, and certified diabetic and educator. Her name is Sonia Yadgar Schoenberg. I hope I said that right, Sonia, if you're listening. Well, she's on a mission to inform people with the best and reliable information to guide people to supplements that are backed by science and that provide results. A lot of times they don't, and they taste terrible. Well, she introduced me to this product called Liquid BioCell. That's a trademark from Moderna, and I provided the link. They have a great video on there. You can listen to an expert talking about it and learn more about it too, which is 96% absorbed. And that's clinical studies and much more than just collagen. Liquid BioCell is the new generation of collagen. It's redefining the way we age and how we perform, function, and feel. Every product is formulated with exclusive collagen HA matrix technology. That's their trademark. And HA stands for hyaluronic acid. This supports joint and muscle fitness along with healthy connective tissue health. It neutralizes skin photoaging, restores youthful skin, and supports healthy hair, nails, gums, can't forget our teeth, and eyes. Isn't that great? Such a simple thing that can target so many wonderful areas that are vital for living well. It is also a new generation of super nutraceuticals, combining collagen with hyaluronic acid, which is a crucial substance that supports the skin and joints. It's naturally sourced formula that's clinically proven to replenish collagen and hyaluronic acid. Super nutraceuticals that offer ingredients in a unique form that our body can recognize and effectively absorb in most individuals. And it's in a liquid form and it tastes great. It really does. It tastes like berries, a really nice soothing berry, not a tart or sugary, but just really nice. And Sonia's mentioned, it's not what you take that matters. It's what your body actually absorbs. So it's not a one size fits all, but typically our bodies relate to things that are more identical, you know, that is from natural sources and that delivers well, like in a liquid form rather than pill form. It goes straight into our systems. So far, I've been on it for a month and I'm really enjoying it. It's really, I'll share my experience here in a minute, but the bottom line is that it's never too late or too early to take better care of our health. You know, it's better to prevent and strengthen our system than waiting till we break down or have a problem and then attempt to repair, right? Repairs are always not easy to fix, whether it's a car or our health. Yeah. So here's my personal experience. So for the last month, like I said, I met Sonia and I saw her presentation and I was really intrigued, you know, because I'm tuned into a lot of the natural things. Like last week we talked about CoQ10 and that has really helped my dog a lot. And I started taking it too. And so I was just thinking, there's so much hype about this collagen, you know? So I really listened to Sonia and she looked fantastic. And so I thought, well, heck, you know, she's a dietitian and nutritionist. She wouldn't be promoting this stuff unless it really was working, you know? So I tried it. I've been trying it for a month. And since I've not been working out much lately, I have started to kind of see signs of some pretty significant cellulite. Yeah, especially in my upper arms. Now with the summer, all the short sleeves, I've really been noticing it. So I've been taking this liquid BioCell Life. And in a month, I can tell you the appearance has definitely improved. I started noticing this about 2 weeks ago. And another area I noticed is, and this is really important to me, is neck tension. I've had neck tension for years from car accidents and just repetitive work positions, you know, looking on your phone, being on the computer, you know, just keeping in the same posture for a long time can create stiffness. And because of that, it's been difficult to stretch it out because it's kind of painful or tight. So since I've been taking this BioCell Life, I'm stretching deeper. And I can hold poses longer without feeling like I'm extra stiff and I don't feel the pain, you know? It really feels good. I'm feeling a lot more flexible, just generally flexible, which is awesome. So I'm excited with these results so far, and I'm going to continue taking it twice a day. That's the basic recommendation, is 1 tablespoon twice a day with or without food. Honestly, I think it's better to take it like 15 minutes before you eat, because that way it goes into your system, it's able to digest, get absorbed a little bit before you start throwing down food or drinking your coffee or whatever else you choose to do. There's several different types of the Moder collagen. The one I'm taking, like I mentioned, tastes like berries and it's not too sweet. But there's several different types depending on what your individual interests and goals are. If you have any questions, just ask me. You know, deciding to take care of ourselves in the best way is a decision. It's better, though, to prevent than to wait until you feel bad and then you need to repair yourself, right? So ideally, it's good to get in a habit of doing things that are healthy, little things, quick to the point kinds of things, you know, and then get on with your life. Of course, we want to eat right. Of course, we want to eat a really healthy diet. But supplementing can really be helpful, especially if you have any concerns about how your body is going to exist. You want to exist in pain, discomfort, stiffness, kind of just fall apart, especially dental health. Gads, dental health. This stuff can help with dental. Whoosh, I'm swishing with it. I swish with it every morning. Yeah. So anyway, I hope this encourages you to give it a try. But yeah, aging doesn't have to include feeling bad with achy joints and simply not being happy with your appearance. We can take healthy action steps in living our best lives, feeling and looking healthy. Why not? We're living now. We might as well get the most out of it, right? So in closing, every challenge we encounter in life is like a fork in the road. We have a choice to choose which way to go. Go home, like go backward, go forward, we can freeze, or we can have a breakthrough. You know, it's like if you go forward without any information, you're just kind of floundering around. But with information, you can choose to move forward and get a result. So that's all it takes. It's just a little bit of action and to never give up on yourself. This is the art of living well. So I really appreciate you being here today. I hope you take good care of yourself and your loved ones. Having the best health is worth pursuing, and we all deserve the best. If you've liked this podcast, please share. I really appreciate it. And if you'd like more tips and special offers, subscribe on the blog, schwadevie.com. I'll list that in the notes on the podcast too. So until next time, have a fantastic day and take good care. Bye for now.